The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes, we are now looking for trouble. But the good news is we have David Trainer as our wingman, and that means we're going to be able to be safe, navigate through it, steer you clear of the danger, and hopefully help you figure out when you are entering the danger zone with other securities. Now, we're going to do that because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that evaluation by starting at the footnotes level and then working their way up. And what David and his crew have typically found is that, hey, when you're looking at the top down, you will find things that, well, they may look good on the surface, but underneath, yeah, not so much.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. And if you're not as attractive as everybody else thinks you are downright dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Etsy.
Danger, danger.
Etsy. It's ticker symbol Etsy, E-T-S-Y. This is the side gig site for crafters and people who are do-it-yourselfers on little things that they want to sell. So sometimes tchotchkes, sometimes a little bit more than tchotchkes. My kids love this site and are regular Etsy eclectic shoppers. But you don't like Etsy as a stock. So where's the disconnect between interesting service slash company, bad stock?
Sometimes the services that are best for consumers are the worst for investors because the value effectively almost all accumulates to the consumer because the offering at the end of the day is more a function of a change in technology that benefits all businesses as opposed to benefiting a particular business around which that business can build a moat. And what we see with Etsy is effectively there is no moat. Even if there were a moat, I don't know if a market as small as artisan crafts can justify $2 billion market value or enterprise value. And so what we're seeing here is something that is interesting, maybe attractive to certain users, but at the end of the day for investors, man, this is a business that just isn't working. And they've got big, huge competitors. You know, if you think about the moat around the castle, basically like a little Lego house, and you've got, you know, giant monsters in Amazon and Alibaba, you know, they can crush the moat, the lands, and the entire castle with one step.
We always talk about the Amazon effect and how it affects all retailers, et cetera. You would think that the one place where it doesn't affect things would be in the world of artisans and individual craftsmen making unique stuff that, you know, is not necessarily mass produced or what have you. But by putting all that stuff together, what you're saying is basically you're putting them in the zone where instead of being immune to the Amazons, we're stepping right up into it, right?
Yeah, exactly. The more success they have, the more they prove the market, the more likely Amazon can move in. That's a beautiful position of being a company like an Amazon or an Alibaba or an eBay. You don't need to go out there and create markets. Someone else like Etsy can do it. Then you just follow the trail that they've already blazed, spending a lot less capital and bringing an enormous amount of scale and cost savings to it. Look, I'm with you. Like at the end of the day, you know, a lot of customers might be loyal to Etsy for a while until they're like, well, why should we pay twice as much? And at the end of the day, if your only competitive advantage as a firm is that your customers are loyal to you because they like you, but you can't grow that customer base, it's already a small one, people are eventually price sensitive. And Etsy, they're not making any money right now. and I don't know if you can say they're going to do much better than they've ever done, because sales and profits are decelerating big time. They haven't made money. They're burning a lot of cash. And that's before Amazon and Alibaba have really gotten into the market. So I have a hard time believing in the expectations baked in the stock price, as would anybody. When I tell you what those are, you're going to gag. But I also have a hard time believing that this stock has much hope of ever staying much above zero.
I have the barf bag ready in case I'm actually going to get sick on it. Hit me with the numbers.
To justify $16 a share, they have to grow profits by 10% compounded annually for over 50 years.
50 years. 50.
50. That's what they got to do. That's what we have to run in our discounted cash flow model in order for the model to generate a value equal to $16.
Well, that's a new record for me, David. And all the times we've done the Danger Zone, I don't think we've ever looked out at 50 years. I believe that is the new record.
It might be, you know, and look, if we jacked up the growth rate to 20%, we might be talking about 25 or 30 years or even just 20 years. But the point here, no matter how you slice it, the future profit growth expectations baked into a $1.8 billion market value are enormous and unrealistic, especially considering the competitive pressures that we know are about to befall this company.
It may not have any economic value, but it probably has some value in terms of brand name and something to somebody else. I don't think you're saying it's going to zero. Somebody would buy it before it got there just for the goodwill of the brand. But you don't think anybody should be betting on a takeover in this case, obviously.
You know, look, I feel like betting on a takeover is a big gamble on one particular outcome to compensate for the fact that it's not a good business. As more and more firms are forced to focus on real profitability metrics, right? The SEC continues to clamp down on these non-GAAP numbers that are a joke, and look, Etsy uses them too, this adjusted EBITDA. It's going to be harder and harder to justify some of these acquisitions, and I think that that's increasingly a risky hope to base your investment on.
And that is why Etsy, E-T-S-Y, you might like it as a company, you might like the business, you might buy stuff from there. But David Trainer says, don't buy the stock. It's in the danger zone. David, thanks so much for joining us.
I enjoyed it, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the president of New Constructs. Go to their website, newconstructs.com, for more information. They do blog about all of their danger zone picks, so you can get more there. And follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, August 14th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.